You're listening to American Girl Women with Laura Treader and Lindsay Adams-Franca. This is a podcast where two millennial gals gather around the microphone and reminisce on the cultural phenomenon that took our childhood by storm, American Girl dolls. Contrary to what you might think, we aren't just talking about dolls here. We're diving into the high highs and the low lows of getting hooked on American Girl and all the childhood memories that come flooding back. So join us and a few special guests each week as we become American Girl women.
Hey, Laura.
Hey, Lindsay.
Hey, Elizabeth.
Hey, Laura.
Hey, Lindsay. We have such an exciting return guest joining us today, Elizabeth, who you might know on Instagram as Just Poshed It, who is sharing all of these incredible interpretations of American Girl wardrobe and outfits for women to wear, for people to wear, and like beautiful collages. We are so looking forward to having you back with us tonight, Elizabeth. Thank you so much for joining us for a topic that is near and dear to your heart.
Thank you so much for having me back. I am so excited to chat with you guys again and get into these amazing 1990s AG looks.
We are so excited to get into it with you. Before we do, though, I wonder if you could share with us, just humor me on this question, Elizabeth. Do you have a favorite historic character that you like to make your fashion inspo for? Is there somebody you feel like you have to actively stop yourself from not doing over and over again?
So despite me on a little bit of a Molly kick lately, I mean, clearly it's Samantha.
I thought you might say that. And I feel like Samantha's style is so relevant for like a lot of trends today. So it makes sense.
Absolutely. I feel like year after year that passes, it's such a trendsetter that I feel like every season there are so many things that can go for her no matter what the year is.
Right?
Yeah.
She's always so relevant. Elizabeth, do you have a favorite look from Samantha?
These two looks so defined my life. I don't know how I can even choose between the two, but it is the summer midi outfit, the black and white color block. I feel like again and again, I will go for that look if I'm shopping. It doesn't matter what it is. If I have a black and white color block, I immediately gravitate toward it. Mm-hmm. So that has to be in the back of my mind from that look of hers. It had such an impact on my life. And then, of course, the black watch cape.
Oh, yes.
Of course.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I absolutely love your account and how you interpret the looks time and again. You find the best options and capture the essence of AG outfits so well. And I just can't say enough good things about your account. And I'm really excited for those who haven't seen it before to check it out after this recording.
Thank you so much.
Well, let's get into today's topic. We are looking at the girl of today from 1999. This was a specific time period, Elizabeth, that you chose as an iconic look in your AG experience. And for our listeners, we are looking at the Chagnon Museum of Toys and Collectibles website for catalogs. And this is specifically the fall 1999 catalog for you to follow along with. But we'll also be posting this on our Instagram at American Girl Women. So you can join us on this girl of today journey.
Hey, well, shall we get into the very first look, which I think people are going to scream in their car or wherever they're listening to this when we talk about this one, because this is like a universally beloved look.
Elizabeth, do you want to describe this one for us?
Yes, and I'm just sitting here like just admiring it as it's across my screen. It's the red jumper. And for those of you listening, it is giving Gwen Stefani, No Doubt, Tragic Kingdom album cover. It's a defining look of the 90s. This jumper, I can't get over. It captures the 90s vinyl, but then the mixing with the plaid and the combat boots is giving kind of a little bit of a nod to the early 90s grunge. And then to top it off with that beret, with the plaid bow woven through it is just, it's a perfect look. But the part of it that I think anyone who was into fashion at all at that time, the lunchbox purse.
Oh, yes. Oh my gosh. I love the way that you described this as like Gwen Stefani, no doubt, Tragic Kingdom era, because I've never made that comparison, but it's so spot on. And as a no doubt girly in my youth, this is something that I definitely would have like tried to recreate. So I love that American Girl was riding the wave and creating an outfit like this.
Right? It's honestly so beautifully cohesive between all of the accessories. Like, obviously, you have the standout of the bright red jumper itself, but everything matches so perfectly. I fully agree. This is such an iconic look for AG. And I especially love that they recently brought it back with Nikki for the Historic Girls of the 90s. They re-released this outfit. It's like a little bit different on the accessory side with what they relaunched. I don't think it comes with the beret. She has like two plaid scrunchies now. And I don't think there is the lunchbox. You might be able to purchase it separately. But oh my goodness, like the essence of it is still there with what they recently brought back.
I love that entire, the Nikki and Isabel collection. It hit me to my absolute soul because so many accessories were things I had at that time, like the inflatable furniture, the personal pan pizza from Pizza Hut. Like, I just think that's flop.
Oh my God, right? I was at the American Girl store the other week, actually, with former guest Ashley Dawson, who brought her 7-year-old daughter for the very first time to the American Girl place in New York. So we had a big outing for it with Ashley's sister, Bridget, as well. We had tea at the American Girl Cafe, which involved a lot of like light bites, little cucumber sandwiches, cute desserts. And for tea, we had margaritas and pink lemonade, and it was very lovely. But being able to see all the Nikki and Isabel items in person was so much fun. These accessories are so incredible. And I specifically sought out seeing the red jumper in person because that's something that I never had seen before. Yeah. I didn't have it in my collection, but like in person, it's just perfection.
Yeah, I'm so glad that they used Nikki and Isabel's release as an opportunity to re-release some of these classic favorites, because I think, and you know, I might be speaking just for myself here, but I think when we first saw Nikki and Isabel's outfits, we were kind of like, their meet outfits were a little bit like new American Girl coded, which is not necessarily a bad thing, but they were, you know, pinks, purples, blues, and you could definitely see the 90s in them, but they were almost a little bit more like costume 90s, whereas like bringing back these older outfits, and I know they did the Millennium outfit as well for Isabel, I believe, I feel like really sort of shifted like my perception of Nikki and Isabel. I was like, okay, like their meet outfits feel like a little bit like maybe not quite capturing the 90s, but these throwbacks that they're bringing back are perfect.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Nikki and Isabel remind me so much of, do you guys remember, of course, the unforgettable classic movie, 10 Things I Hate About You?
Of course. The best.
They remind me so much of the sisters in that movie, Julia Stiles and the girl from The Secret World of Alex Mack.
Like, yep. Yes.
Different personalities. It reminds me so much of like the dynamic with Nikki and Isabel.
I love that. Elizabeth, have you had the chance to read their books, the Nikki and Isabel book?
I have not. No, I have not had the chance to yet. Have you?
No, but it's been on my list for quite some time. Hopefully one day, maybe this summer.
Perfect lazy summer, like by the pool read, I feel.
Truly. Oh my goodness. But yeah, everything about the collection has really grown on me. I love, and this is something I saw at the store, but the computer desk even. I know that they had a Girl of Today computer, but seeing that in person is kind of crazy, right? Because that's how all computers used to look for the longest time. Like those big, thick computers, and just seeing it again just brought back a lot of general nostalgia, and let alone like the cute little desk accessories. And the little alien mug it comes with. Everything was so thoughtful. Were you into the alien trend in the 90s?
there was no trend I was not into. And I soaked up every second of 90s life, especially 1997, 98, 1999. I feel like they were the best years, truly. So every trend, I was on board for every trend, including the alien trend.
Yeah, that's like the one trend I could not get behind. Laura, were you an alien girl?
I think I was, similarly to Elizabeth. There was no trend that was going to pass me by, but I loved the alien trend, and I also loved anything that was like glow in the dark. So it was my fave.
Yeah. Loved anything that glow in the dark. Glowed.
Well, this outfit is a total classic for a reason. I would still wear it today. I don't know about you ladies.
100%.
If they're listening, as American Girl, please release this in adult sizes. People will buy it.
Elizabeth, have you found an outfit like this that you've shared on your Instagram before? Have you found a red vinyl jumper?
I have not found a red vinyl, but it is on my list. I have found some vinyl. You know, strange how the trend cycles. Sometimes vinyl strictly Halloween, other times it comes in and you know you can find things that are a little bit more wearable,
right?
So it is definitely my list.
Oh my goodness, all right, well maybe this is the year. this look is so so good. Shall we jump to the next set of pages here?
Let's do it. The sports school and scouts. I don't think I ever realized that was the headline for this page, but so apt. I feel like, I don't know about you guys, but I feel like looking at these pages as a kid made me want to participate in sports that I didn't even really have any skills in.
For real, I'm looking at this and I did participate at some point or another in all of these. I did cheerleading for a few years. I was an avid computer user student. I participated in lunch. I participated in Girl Scouts, and I had a short run in soccer.
I guess I wasn't in Girl Scouts, but all of the other ones. Elizabeth, were you in any or all of these outfits at some point?
Was I ever? Now, I always dreamed of cheerleading. I had only one very brief experience with it, but I can only describe to you guys that even in middle school, my joints, they are just crunchy. When I try to do anything, everything crunches. So it was very brief. It was very brief. But I will say, the older girls that would like help with the cheer camp, they were so nice to me, even though I was so like humiliatingly uncoordinated and ungrateful. They were so nice about it. And so computers, my brother was like really into in the 90s, into like the coding and all of that at the very beginning. So I would kind of like look up to him and try to get into computers a lot with him. So I definitely did that. Lunch, always and forever. My Girl Scouts, my whole life, I'd love to stay up all night. I would go through the Girl Scout book. I had every single badge you could get. I would just like redo the badges with the. But then I'd always go on my own and just be up at night, like, I'm going to put together whatever so I can get the badges. My mother, an ADHD queen, stay-at-home mom, she ran out of time for my badges for the vest. So I always tell these stories. People are like, I can't believe it. They're stapled on to my girl's vest. I sew them all before we had, like, a troop event. And in my family, it's one of my favorite memories because I feel like it's so her and it's so hilarious. I just love it. But yeah, I love Girl Scouts. Only in for 2 years, and it was the best. I played soccer also. I was the slowest on the team. I remember the coach saying that. Like,
in a funny way or like what?
No, it was in a funny way. I can tell you, I could kick someone to death if I had to. I have very, very strong, like, kicking ability. So I was able to contribute in that way to make up for my lack of ability.
Everyone has their strengths, right?
Yeah. I mean, I never scored a single goal when I was playing soccer. And I played from, like, the ages of, like, I don't know, 5 to 10, never scored a goal once in those 5 years. Well, shall we go through each outfit, starting with the cheerleading outfit? I actually had an American Girl cheerleading outfit, but it wasn't this one. I think the one that I had maybe came in the early 2000s, but this one is very classic. It looks like a sweater with the AG insignia on it, red top part of the sweater, white on bottom, and then it has like a little V stripe dividing up the top and bottom. And then I think it's navy blue and red, classic cheer pleated skirt. And of course, your red and white pom-poms and your little white cheer sneakers. Girls, what do you think of this in terms of American Girl outfits? Is this a win?
For some reason, this outfit, I do feel it is a win, but the part of it that wins the most for me, the sock. Like, where can I get white socks with the little, that red ring at the top? I just love them.
So cute. Right? To me, this is such a win. This reminds me of the cheerleading uniform that I had in junior high that was like very classic. I think from my For You page of TikTok, cheerleading uniforms are so different these days. And maybe not really at a high school level. Maybe it's more of like a club level that they have these new uniforms that are like, I don't know. When I think of cheerleader, I think of the pleated skirt and like a cute little top. Now it's like a super like form-fitting, like spandexy outfit, which is cute in itself. But I love this classic look. It looks like kind of like Sandy and Grease, maybe. Yes. It's very classic. Uniforms might not have like changed a lot for a few decades, and now they've just like taken a turn. But this is just perfect. It's a cute little set.
I agree with you, Lindsay. I think that this is the type of cheerleading outfit that I always wanted to wear. And I think that I did have a cheerleading outfit that was like this. But I remember getting to high school cheer, which I didn't participate in, but being like a little disappointed that the uniforms weren't this like classic silhouette. I don't love the tight skirt vibe. So this to me is like what cheerleading should look like.
Totally. Did you girls fun school colors in high school?
Yes. I had red and blue, which is like classic.
Cute. What about you, Elizabeth?
We had purple and gold.
Oh my God. Those are both great colorways.
Lindsay?
Mine were fine. They're not my vibe, but black and gold, which is cute. It's really cute, I guess. And then my sorority was also black and gold in college. So that was a running theme in my life.
Well, my local town high school, because I didn't go to my like local high school, but my mother did. She wasn't on the cheerleading team, but I remember her telling me that when she was thinking of doing cheer, because she did it in middle school, she was kind of disappointed about the brown. It was brown and gold is the colors. And they still are to this day. Like brown and gold.
Right? Did you all have mascots?
Not really. We were the Raiders, but like we didn't really like personify that. But I did go to I went to a Catholic school, and we had a guy who would dress up. It was actually my best friend's boyfriend. He would dress up as Moses, and we'd all dress in red because that was like one of our primary school colors. And he would like dress up as Moses at the basketball games, and he'd like part the Red Sea. So he was kind of like our mascot. But what about you, Elizabeth? Did you have a mascot?
We did, yes. So it was a polar bear, which I feel her very thing, you know, like
cute though.
I love that, actually.
We right. Little polar bear.
That is such a cute mascot. I would love to have had a polar bear. We had a Spartan, which is like a warrior from
ancient Greece.
Yeah, and it had like, I don't know, it was not my favorite. It wouldn't have been my first choice, I guess. I'd rather have a polar bear.
I see. Now I feel like a Spartan, though. We have only where I live animals, so to me it's interesting to have a warrior. I feel like all the schools it was like tigers. I know one of the other towns right by where I grew up, and I went to elementary school there. They would bring a tiger in because that was their mascot. how exciting it was.
Oh, that's my God.
Pretty, that's wild.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. Looking back at AG, after chatting through our wonderful school colors and mascots, we have a girl who is ready for the classroom. She is, I feel like, another iconic look in the AG universe. This is the varsity jacket. So this is the purple version. And I think we had a few other versions at one time, or maybe another version for like the girl size. But this doll is wearing the purple varsity jacket. She has on a pair of jeans, which look really cute. I feel like sometimes like a doll in jeans is a little silly, but these are fantastic. She has little Converse shoes on and a matching hat, and her hair in a ponytail right through the back of the hat, which is a fantastic look.
The ponytail through the back of the hat. Haven't done that in ages.
Seriously. Oh my God. I love this. And she has like a great like accessory with her. This is the desk with the massive, or I should say the mini Macintosh. Which is like by Apple. I think it might be. I think I see like a little trademark sign on here, which is.
Wow.
Yeah, that's something. And she has like a little desk chair and a backpack that matches her jacket, a little notebook, trapper keeper, calculator, math book. Like there is like everything here for like a full school scene, or at least a full homework scene.
Yeah, I totally would have wanted to wear this as well.
Hidden beneath those jeans, she has yellow socks. I remember so vividly
what?
This look at socks that just completes it. Seeing the pony through the back of the hat, like, I'm doing that tomorrow. I
love that.
I'm bringing it back. I'm going to pull that look tomorrow. I had the jacket. Did you guys have the jacket?
No, I wish I did. I wanted it.
I had it in the strawberry color. And I vividly remember my mom asking, like, which color do you want? And saying, I need it in strawberry because I have to be different. And I just loved it. And I don't know if it came with it, but I found it years later. And in the pocket, there were little AG mittens with the American Girl, like the rainbow colored American Girl logo that is on the back of the jacket embroidered into the mitten. And I will never forgive myself. I do not know where those are now, but I know they're not in my possession, and I can never forgive myself for that.
Wow. Oh, my God. I wonder if you could track those down. Having AG mittens would be so perfect.
If they re-release them, it will be the happiest day of my life.
Right? Also, not to get too sidetracked again, but did you all see that Limited 2 is relaunching?
Yes.
I that today. That's almost as, like, a big a part of my childhood as American Girl. Like, Limited 2 was, it was such a big for me. What about you guys?
I wanted to shop there more. My mom was kind of, like, anti-buying so many things from there because it was very expensive, but the biggest score of a lifetime would be if I could find like Limited 2 at TJ Maxx, which happened frequently, and then my mom would get me stuff from TJ Maxx from Limited 2, but I would always drag her into the store when we were at the mall, and I did have a few things at full price as well.
Limited 2 like changed my life. I feel like when I was in fourth grade, it wasn't as brightly colored. Like, they had, like, a renaissance in, like, the very late 90s into 2000. But before that, it was, like, a younger version of the Limited that was kind of, like, grown up. Like, I remember having logo t-shirts from Limited 2 that were, like, very neutral and toned down. And then when they launched that logo with the flower, everything changed. That just, like, completely revolutionized, like, my entire life. I think that like happened when I was in fifth grade, if I remember correctly, like the summer going into sixth grade. So I don't know what year that was, like 1996-ish. And holy fuck. Like, I just felt like this is for me. This is the best. And on this note, I don't know if you've seen anything more, but I saw them send a PR package for Brooke Hyland from Dance Moms. They sent her a hoodie. So I'm like, is this for adult? Like, are they bringing back like adult size clothing, or is it just launching for kids?
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm. That definitely like piqued my interest and those of the TikTok commenters on her posts. But yeah, that would just be so wild if they launched like an adult nostalgia line.
Were your Limited and Limited 2 stores connected at your mall?
Yes.
Yeah.
That, I feel like going into Limited and from Limited 2 in the late 90s, it seemed so grown up, so sophisticated. Like, I'm going to be an adult someday and these will be my clothes. And even that late 90s, like the way that I imagined life being in the late 90s versus how it is so different because mm-hmm. we never anticipated the technology. So it's almost like now I feel like if you're younger, you know kind of how adult life is going to be or you have an idea. But back then, it was a lot more mysterious, at least to me. So if I go into the Limited, I was like, you know, this world is so sophisticated. And I feel like now you have a lot more idea of what to expect.
Yeah. I wonder if the Limited was Q. Like, I don't remember, like, I remember it being there, but I do not recall any of the clothes.
I don't either. I feel like I wouldn't even be able to tell you if it was Q because it was like, I was so focused on Limited 2 that I was like, not even really aware of the styles of the Limited, but I do remember right. feeling like, oh yeah, this is definitely the adult side of the store.
Right. But like, kind of strange, like by seventh grade, I loved like Abercrombie. I loved Express. And I feel like Express and Limited were like on the same level.
That makes sense.
Definitely.
But I never went to the Limited. I was still like Limited 2 mode.
There was a like glory day of Express. It was somewhere between like 1999 and 2002. I remember they would have so many different, like each little corner of the store, it was like a totally different personality. They were making all of the clothes like to fit that person. And I can remember having like in the same shopping trip, I remember having it was sort of like a pleather snakeskin red mini skirt from there that I feel like they would never carry something like that now, but it was almost, I don't know, almost like costumey in a way back then. And I just remember it being the coolest store and just loving like that idea of really dressing up in a way that you were expressing, you know, yourself.
Yeah.
I guess that's where they were coming from, like in middle school, that store was like so unique and you could just find the best things there.
Well, still going strong, or at least going medium to this day. They're still around. I just was at a mall here in California that had an Express. Ooh. But going to the next outfit, because I feel like this is kind of maybe an outfit that you would have seen at pre-Pinkified Limited 2 or even totally. Like Adelia's. We have I think it's black, but it could be navy blue, jumper over a striped turtleneck, and I can just tell by looking at this turtleneck, I know exactly what it's made of, with a matching striped headband and black tights, and it looks like a lace-up black boot. And with this look, they're also pairing a little school lunch, which looks like it has pizza, bread, maybe a banana, and of course that classic carton of milk that they were forcing us to drink. That carton of whole milk that we were drinking free today.
Oh my God. Laura, first of all, I just have to like say this before it slips out of my mind. You saying that this looks like an outfit before Limited 2 was in its like very vibrant stage. I fully 100% agree with that. And two things came to mind from Limited 2 back then. I had two outfits that were either like exact replicas or I don't know if this was, but like they were like exact outfits that Cher and Ty wore in Clueless from Limited 2 that
oh
were
my God.
Very understated. One was a red velvet mini dress that I think she wears to the party in the valley, I think, and had like a little like ribbon. It was like kind of like empire waist and had like a little bow that I got from Limited 2. And the shirt that Ty wears, it's like tie dye with the heart.
Oh, yeah.
Like classic. That was also something I had from Limited 2. Okay. Back to the outfit at hand, though. This also like made me really miss school lunch. Like we used to have a day that was like French bread pizza day, which was like such a highlight.
Were you guys able in your school lunches to add? So we would have this thing. You could do double, triple, or quadruple main. And you could pay extra. They could give you like four pieces of pizza. Or our favorite lunch in my high school was either grilled cheese or shrimp poppers. We'd have like those little like frozen shrimp, you know, like the little shrimp that you can get. And
yeah,
we absolutely looked for it. I once got quadruple main on it because we just loved it. Like felt it was the most delicious food ever made. With this outfit, I feel like when Laura said, I know exactly what material that shirt is, I felt that absolutely the same. And I think this is such a 90s look. And this actually, this was the only outfit on the page that I didn't have. And I feel like I have to now interrogate my mother as to why. And I asked how she wanted me to dress. And I can't understand why I didn't have this, but I love it. And I love the matching headband, I think is just what brings it all together. Because think of it, without the headband, it is missing something.
Agreed. I wish they'd bring this one. This would be a great one for them to bring back for the 90s girls. I think this is so perfect.
It's stunning. I think this is my favorite outfit on this page.
I might agree.
Yeah, like I love how they tie it all together with the headband. Like it really completes the outfit. This is special.
Absolutely. Going over to the next outfit.
So she is wearing, I feel like if you were in Girl Scouts at this time, there were Girl Scout branded like turtlenecks and shirts that you could purchase. She is wearing one of those under the Girl Scout vest. And I feel like it's so interesting to me that they went with the vest for this look, because so many people had the vest. And then she has to match the vest, the pleated Girl Scout shorts. I cannot tell. Is she wearing a loafer with them?
She sure is.
She appears to be.
The loafers with the socks like that, I feel like it's giving Prince George. These remind me so much of the shorts with my school uniform at that time. And I feel like this is a look I want to recreate in my personal life. Like, I need some longer shorts, and I have to find a way to pair them with knee socks.
Yeah.
Yes.
I feel like with the different colors for this, like this could be like a phenomenal outfit to wear. I've seen so many people recently wear like very cute sweater vests, kind of like a Girl Scout vest like this, but not really. Maybe it has a button in the front or so. But this is so cute. It's such a fun like take on a Girl Scout uniform. And I think like at the time too, like as you were saying, there were so many different Girl Scout branded clothing options that you could purchase. I had like a cute little like sweatshirt and leggings set that I switched up with like a t-shirt. And I think it's really, I don't know, it was super fun to mix and match. I wonder if they offered like these as part of that Girl Scout collection at the time. They very well could have, right? Like I think this is in partnership with Girl Scout. So maybe there was like this being offered to purchase for girl size as well. But this is really adorable. I wonder what badges she has on her vest.
That is such a great question. And I feel like I need to locate this and find the answer.
Right?
Absolutely. Like
quite a lot.
I'm so taken with the loafer socks combo because I wear loafers with socks all the time. Like I'm very much into wearing a taller sock with a shoe. And This is so cute to me. Obviously, it looks great with the outfit, but this would look so cute with, like, any outfit, I feel like, from this, like, 90s collection. It would look cute with the jumper. It would look so cute with... I know later they came out with, like, a different plaid skirt with a green sweater. It would look great with that. I love that they paired it with a loafer.
I agree. Oh, my goodness. So then we have the soccer outfit, which, Elizabeth, are these your school colors?
They are. And what is so funny to me, of course, I had this and loved it because this was my soccer era that this came out. So I was actively playing when this came out, and I absolutely loved this set so much. For whatever reason, so I didn't play, obviously, because it wasn't very good. I didn't play for school. I played lightly. It was a club within our community, and I couldn't even play for the school until high school. For whatever reason, our colors were green and gold. So even though that went with my school, it didn't go with my team.
That is so funny.
Yeah, right? Oh my goodness. Green and gold is a great combo. Those were my college colors as well at UVM. This look is a gold yellow jersey with a little soccer ball on the center of the uniform, and it says American Girls. And it's like a shooting star soccer ball kind of vibe. And this particular doll is number 11, which is the best number, I think. And she has really cute shorts. I really like these shorts. They are black and purple striped. And she has a coordinating duffel bag with her with like gold accents. So it's the purple. It might be plaid. Oh my goodness. I'm like looking at my screen. Is this plaid? Oh, that makes it much cuter. Yeah, it's definitely like a check, a black and purple check. And then it has black and gold accents on it. She has her little shin guards on. Those are black. Her cleats are gold and black as well. I don't know. This color to me, I'm like, is it gold? Is it yellow? I feel like this is like the color that they say is gold when referring to a sports team, but it's not like metallic. And she comes with a little soccer ball as well.
So cute. I'm freaking over the cleats. Those are so cute.
They're so cute and mini.
The only thing that's kind of weird about this outfit is why is it long sleeved?
Yeah, right? All of these outfits on this page are long sleeve. Interesting.
Yeah, I just never had a long-sleeved soccer jersey, but like the goalie, I know, sometimes would.
Yeah, maybe she's the goalie.
Could be.
Could we just like take a moment and like rank these outfits? I'm so curious to hear where everyone thinks these outfits are from best to worst.
For me, number one is the jumper with the matching headband and the little lunch setup. I think number two for me is the Letterman jacket outfit.
Mm-hmm.
Three would be cheerleading, four would be Girl Scouts, and five would be soccer just because I was bad at soccer.
I agree with that take, Laura. Exactly the same. Elizabeth, what about you?
I am going to mix it up a little bit. So my number one outfit on this, it is the Letterman jacket outfit, because I feel like there's so much going on here that you can, there's so much you can do with this. You know, there's the black belt, you know, the red top, the jeans, the shoes, and then you have the accessories, the scrunchie. I mean, there's so much happening here. And it's such a canvas to do so many different looks with that I'm going to have to give it number one. And I love that she has a math book. I love that they're like STEM girly. Like, she does love this look so much. Number two is the cheer outfit, because it is so aspirational for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was just my goal in life, was to be a cheerleader. So I definitely am giving that the second spot.
Yep.
Third would be Girl Scouts, because I loved it so much. Fourth is soccer, and I am making the jumper number five only for the sheer reason that I am so bitter that I didn't have to.
Totally fair.
Totally fair. I love that. I think we can align on the fact that the Letterman jacket is definitely like a standout that they need to bring back.
Totally.
Everybody tune in for part two of reviewing the 1999 American Girl of Today outfits with Lindsay, Laura, and Elizabeth, starting with the American Girl next time. And we hope you'll tune in and listen.
Thank you for listening to American Girl Women. For more AG Women content, follow us on IG at American Girl Women or send us your American Girl stories via AmericanGirlWomen@gmail.com. We might just read them on the pod. If you like this podcast, tell your friends and rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.